Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, here with Donna Lee.
Hey there, everybody.
Donna, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Well, I know that you all are going to have questions, so get a hold of us through the week or right after the show or even during the show at armormenshealth@gmail.com. Send us your questions. We get super excited when we get a question from y'all. We also have a website, armormenshealth.com. Our phone number is 512-238-0762 during the week, and we are urology specialists.
That's right. Our practice name is Urology Specialists. The Armour Men's Health component or division of our practice is really dedicated towards men's wellness, really focused on hormonal health, but also looking at weight and nutrition and supplements. And that's the kind of holistic care that we like to provide for many of the conditions that we treat.
I did want to jump in and let you know that a patient called us and he wanted to be seen through the Armour Men's Wellness Division. And he preferred South Austin, so I kind of wanted to clarify that. If you want to see Dr. Mystery or Dustin Fontenot, who's one of our PAs in charge of our Armour Men's Wellness Division, you can see those gentlemen in Round Rock or North Austin at our Lakeline location. We also have the South location, Dr. Chris Yang and Dr. Stacy Ong. They work down there. Dr. Stacy Ong works at all of our locations except Dripping Springs. But we have four locations, so keep that in mind when you call us. Let us know which location you prefer, and we're happy to help.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you don't know what a urologist or a urology practice is going to take care of, in addition to conditions that we talk about frequently on this show, such as low testosterone and erectile dysfunction, we treat abnormalities of the penis, like Peyronie's disease and curvature, prostate cancer, urinary issues, and kidney stones, to include a few of a number of conditions that we treat. Part of the reason that we decided to put this show together was so that we would have more time to discuss the nuances of somewhat complicated and oftentimes embarrassing medical conditions for men. And so we really welcome your questions. And Donna, I'm going to throw it to you to share a question with us.
Awesome. We have a bunch of new questions from last week. So thank you, everybody who sent in your questions. This one kind of made me giggle because I think men and women come from different sides of this issue. This gentleman asked, do lidocaine sprays work to delay orgasm? And as a woman, I would like to say, you guys don't need that. We have stuff to do. But Dr. Mystery is going to explain whether they work or not. I just want to get to the dishes and clean the house, but anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Those must be some amazing dishes that you're trying to get back to.
I have a clean house.
When it comes to lidocaine sprays, what we're really talking about is what do we do or what can men do to help with premature ejaculation? Lidocaine sprays, we use a prilocaine spray called Promescent that we use frequently in our office. And we find that using a very light amount of this spray can help men delay orgasm, but not get a lot on the woman so that her orgasm is not particularly affected. But it is the case that use of ejaculatory delaying cream, such as lidocaine cream on the penis, if it does get on your partner, will cause her to have diminished sensation, potentially delayed orgasm. There are some other treatments that we use for premature ejaculation as well, however. We have a pelvic floor physical therapist. Her name is Angela Treadway, and she specifically works with patients on the delay technique and the holding technique and teaching you how to control those muscles so that you can delay or control your orgasm better. We also use a variety of antidepressants or SSRI medications, usually very low dose dosages of these medications. Paxil is one of our most commonly used medications. Generally, we use it in a dose that doesn't cause any cognitive or psychological impact, but specifically is used for premature ejaculation. This is an off-label use, so it's not what the medicine was intended to be used for by the FDA, but something that frequently is used by myself as well as other urologists. And then we use creams, topical creams, as mentioned by the listener. Sometimes a lidocaine spray or a prilocaine spray can go a long way.
Awesome. Well, that's informative. We also sell those sprays in our offices if y'all are interested. Richard sent in a good question. Great show and great information. I'm a 45-year-old man who has no issues and just curious to know if regular sex helps maintain the health of your prostate, really just asking if sex helps prevent prostate cancer.
That's a great question. And the data does suggest that using your prostate, which is a reproductive organ, regularly does help prevent or delay the onset of prostate cancer. And the way I try to explain it to patients is that the prostate's a reproductive organ. So if your body thinks that you're still trying to have a baby, then it's going to provide more resources, more reparative resources to keep that prostate healthy. And so that's why so many conditions that affect the prostate, cancer, infection, enlargement, really start to affect men after their quote-unquote reproductive years. So absolutely, the data does support that regular intercourse helps to stave off prostate cancer. And if you need a prescription for regular intercourse, you please just let us know.
Oh, boy. Here's a good question about vasectomy reversal, Dr. Mystery. I have a hot new wife. Do you do a lot of vasectomy reversals? And how successful is a reversal in a man who had a vasectomy over 10 years ago? Should we sign a prenup?
I have no idea where this question's coming from. I hope this is a real question, Donna. You're not just making things up, are you?
It is a real question.
Well, that guy must be really proud of his wife. And congratulations to you, ma'am.
In the hotness, yeah.
So when it comes to men who want to be dads again, they have several options of what they can do. So a vasectomy reversal is a great option for men who've had a vasectomy, who had no problems from their vasectomy. And generally, we recommend it as an ideal option for men who had a vasectomy less than 7 years ago. When the vasectomy is over 7 years, the success from reversal is less. And it has nothing to do with the technical difficulty of putting the two ends together. If you go to an appropriately trained microscopic urologist, the two ends will be put together. The real skill comes in trying to advise patients on when they shouldn't have the vasectomy reversal done. So I've been doing vasectomy reversals ever since I started practice. I trained at Baylor College of Medicine with a team there that has been doing vasectomy reversals for over 40 years. And our success rates have been excellent. We offer cryopreservation of sperm during the vasectomy reversal, which is something that adds some time. But I certainly think that it's important that if we find sperm that day, that you be offered the opportunity to freeze some. And the procedure takes about 2 hours. It's done in a surgery center while you're sleeping and is done in an outpatient setting. Men can be down for about 3 or 4 days after the vasectomy reversal. And for most men, it costs anywhere between $5,000 and $6,000. That includes the surgery center fees to preserve the sperm, as well as the surgery and anesthesiology. So that's a great question, and it's something certainly that if you have more questions about, we'd love to see you in the office.
Awesome. We have a few more questions. I think we have time for maybe one more today. This gentleman wrote in, "Why do I dribble after I urinate?"
That's a great question. So that condition we call post-void dribbling and is usually and very commonly a very early sign of an enlarged prostate. You know, the old statement goes, if you have to shake it more than three times, you're just playing with it. So this post-void dribbling condition is something that affects a lot of men. It's not necessarily bothersome, worrisome per se, but it can be a sign of some type of urethral or urinary blockage. I try to describe it to patients like it's almost like putting your finger on the end of a straw, that there's something occluding the urethra and leaving some urine in there. And then finally, when you're putting your pants on and relaxing, that finger comes off the top of the straw and whatever's left in the straw dribbles into your underwear. It can cause an odor. It can be certainly off-putting and stain your pants. And if you're older, like over the age of 45 or 50, then an enlarged prostate is often the culprit of post-void dribbling. If you're younger, there can be some pelvic floor muscle issues that can lead to that post-void dribbling, and in some cases, other urethral anomalies. Generally, it's not a dangerous condition and something that we've had a lot of success in dealing with.
Perfect. Well, that's more about dribbling than I ever wanted to know, Dr. Mystery. Thanks.
There you go.
Now we know the answer.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. We've had a lot of fun putting on this show. We look forward to presenting you with more information regarding men's health in shows to come. Please feel free to email our office at armormenshealth@gmail.com for any more questions that you might have that we can read on the air.
And remember, we are urology specialists. We have four locations in the greater Central Texas area, Austin, Round Rock, Dripping Springs, South Austin. Our website's armormenshealth.com. And please email us. We have a really great time reading those emails on air and off air in the back room.
Thank you so much, Donna. And thank you so much to all our listeners. And we'll see you next week.
Y'all have a great Sunday.
The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.